Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Chicago Blackhawks hit the ice up here in central Alberta tonight, looking to reverse their fortunes by beating the hottest team in the NHL. The Edmonton Oilers have won 7 straight games, so getting things turned around for the Hawks involves bottling up a guy named McDavid, another guy named Dreisaitl, and the rest of the Edmonton Oilers. No mean feat. We're underway here in Edmonton to the Hawks' control. Vlasic just inside the Hawk blue line. So Hawks make a line change. Vlasic, headman pass. Connor Bedard over the line. Shoots, he scores! Whoa. From the left wing circle. Connor Bedard angling down toward the Oiler net. Put the puck under the stick of the defenseman and snapped it into the top right corner past Skinner. It's 1-0 in favor of the Hawks, and Connor Bedard's road point streak is now at 10 games. What a goal!
This shot comes off so quickly, and he changes the angle by about 4 or 5 feet, uses the long reach, and a good pickup there. Ekholm's a great defenseman, knows what to do one-on-one, and Connor Bedard throws the puck in between the stick and the skates, and in one motion throws it right up over the top of the glove of Skinner. What a shot by Connor Bedard. Great pass by Vlasic to find that stretch play.
Lucas Reichel left point. Sent it down to the corner, picked off by Evan Bouchard. Oiler defenseman moves it up ice. McDavid flying into the Hawk zone down the left wing, put it in front. Nugent Hopkins shoots and scores. Ryan Nugent Hopkins with a perfect feed from McDavid from down the left wing side. A little saucer pass. It's Nugent Hopkins on the back of the, or the backhand part of his stick blade. He goes to the forehand and shot it home. We're tied at 1. They'll head to the dressing rooms with the Oilers leading 2-1 after a very fast and exciting first period.
Yeah, that was a good period, very even period. Both teams had some really quality looks. Hey, boy, you got to be ready in this one. The offense of the Edmonton Oilers, they can strike real quick. The Blackhawks get on the board first. Oilers with the response, the goal by Connor Bedard, a highlight reel goal. He had an excellent period. I thought it was a good period by the Blackhawks. You're going to give up opportunities to the Oilers because they're just that talented up front. Their top two lines stacked with a ton of high-end experienced talent. And they're going to get opportunities, especially against a blue line that doesn't have a whole lot of experience.
He set the puck down behind the Hawk net off the far corner boards. Derek Rinen to get it to Gagne in front. He shoots and scores. Well, Sam Gagne, this is his third stint with the Edmonton Oilers. He went down to the side of the net and waited for a pass from Ryan, and he got one right on the tape. He put it into the top shelf. It's 2-1 Edmonton. In the Hawk zone, the Oilers have the puck. Oh, and it's sent toward the front of the net. They score from the corner. Leon Dreisaitl was centering the puck. And one of the Hawks,
Zaitsev,
tried to redirect the puck away, and he ends up deflecting it into his own net. 3-1 Edmonton.
Easy to see up here what Dreisaitl was doing. He was looking over to the far side of the net, going through the top of the crease area. He saw one of the Oilers on the far side opening up. And unfortunately for Zaitsev, he's at the top of the crease. He's actually in really good position, but he reaches out to deflect this away, and Mrazek, he's moving from his left to his right to follow the pass. That little redirect there by Zaitsev ends up in the back of the net. An unfortunate break for the Blackhawks, Zaitsev and Peter Mrazek.
Down to Dreisaitl beside the right wing circle to Bouchard at the line. To McDavid into the left wing circle, put it to the net. Hyman shoots and scores. It's a power play goal, and the Oilers extend their lead to 4-1. 5 seconds left in the game. Puck taken on the near side by Connor Brown at center ice, and he dishes down into the Hawk zone as time winds off the clock. And the Oilers win another. For the Edmonton Oilers, they push above the 500 mark for the first time this season. Now 13-12-1. Well, with the loss, the Blackhawks are now 9-19-0 and head to Seattle in just a little while.